Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Many Siouxlanders spent the day digging out from a winter storm that canceled schools and dumped several inches of snow. Spencer, Iowa saw 10.5 inches, Spirit Lake 8 inches, and the Sioux Gateway Airport almost 6 inches. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and a couple hundred supporters braved the elements last night to attend a town hall meeting at West Middle School in Sioux City. Buttigieg says he is the candidate who can unite the country.
I know there's an awful lot of what I call future former Republicans out there, too, who have had it with what's going on in this White House and are ready to at least consider crossing over.
A new national poll shows Buttigieg surging into second place ahead of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Bad weather, trade wars, and low commodity prices did not keep John Deere from having a good year. Today, the company reported financial results for the fiscal year that ended in October and recorded the second highest net income in company history. Sales for the year rose 5% to more than $39 billion. Net income jumped 37%. The company is predicting a lower net income for next year. And the organizers of the new Iowa's Ride announced overnight stops for the first ever event coming up in July. The route will start in Dubuque and travel east and include the communities of Emmitsburg, Sheldon, and will end in Rock Rapids. The former management of Ragbri broke off to start Iowa's Ride in response to what they call the mishandling of the Carson King controversy by the Des Moines Register. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.